As the first part of the 2019 New Jersey Bear Hunt wraps up, with part two taking place in early December, the debates and questions about the hunt continue. While Governor Murphy had promised to end the bear hunt and his campaign, he instead limited the land where bear could be hunted. Total numbers of the bear population depend on who's doing the counting. Those who hunt for food purposes don't want to be grouped in with those who hunt for trophy. My first guest today joins us to talk about the bear hunt in New Jersey. What is fact? What is fiction? She is the executive director of the Animal Protection League of New Jersey, Angie Mittler. How are you today, Angie?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing fine.
And learn more about Animal Protection League of New Jersey, the website APLNJ.org, APLNJ.org. More info about not just the bear hunt, but all the work that the organization does for animals. I guess the basic question, Angie, as far as you and your organization is concerned, is there any reason that the bear hunt is necessary in New Jersey?
No. Nationwide studies show that the number one way to reduce nuisance complaints and incidents with bears is to contain your garbage and your attractants, if you live in bear country.
This is true in the northern part of the state. Actually, that's what they've seen in trends, too, I guess, where the hunt results have been as the years have gone on, basically since 2016, that's more and more the northwest part of the state where more of the bears are captured. The bears that had been roaming into central, even southern New Jersey, have all but vanished from at least human view.
That's true, but nobody knows really where the bear population is. Primarily, I guess you could say it's up in North Jersey. I live in bear country, right in the heart of bear country, and I'm seeing fewer bears because of the hunt. The only time I see bears is on garbage day, which shows you that the hunt doesn't work to reduce complaints.
And certainly if you live in bear country, to put your garbage out the day before, the night before, is fairly idiotic, because that does prove to be a magnet. I remember I used to live up in a hilly section and would walk down to a deli in the morning for breakfast, and walking up the hill would be my exercise for the day. And I saw a toppled over garbage can, which I knew this person always did that. Put it out the night before, and it was certainly in bear country. And I looked over to the left, and look, a small couple of cubs sitting there feasting away on the garbage they carried across the street. So I said, all right, you guys over the left, I'm going to steer my little walk over to the right, not knowing that Mama Bear was over on that side watching, but that's another story. But it's just common sense that if something is going to attract something you don't want, don't put the attractant out there.
Correct. That makes 100% safe. But I also like to let you know that there is a myth about mama bears. Black bears' mothers do not fiercely protect her young and come after people. What she does is she sends her cubs up a tree, and then she takes off and then comes to collect them later on in the day.
Well, it's good to know after the fact for next time, at least. But, some would argue, too, because the bear complaints by category have dropped down significantly since 2016 to where last that year was around 1,700 or close to total for the various causes. And so far this year, it's just over 400, 450, 435, somewhere around there. Some make the argument that the bear hunt has compelled bear to avoid human contact as opposed to be drawn toward it for food purposes.
No, that's also a myth. Bears will come out looking for your garbage and other attractants. They're not dissuaded from going into residential neighborhoods because there's a hunt going on. Actually, it's crazy talk, because bears are just going about their daily business. They don't know what humans are doing one way or another. The fact is, when they see humans walking around neighborhoods, they're not interested in them. They're interested in the garbage that we provide on a daily basis. And the hunt does nothing. It's simply a trophy hunt. So hunters can put up a rug on their floor, they can put up a mount on their wall, and they can turn cubs into footstools. It's really a tragedy, because it's not protecting the public, it's a myth, and it's harming the bears.
With Angie Mittler, who is the Executive Director of the Animal Protection League of New Jersey, APLNJ.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the bear population, some say that the lower hunt results every year is proof positive of a lower bear population. The ideal, I think the consensus is, an ideal population based on natural feeding is somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800 bears in what is considered to be bear country. Once, if it got back to that level of around 3,500, I know I saw, I'm sitting in a studio with a window in it. I remember over the years, a bear walking past the window looking tremendously sickly. I mean, underweight and just not a healthy looking bear. And now when you see a bear venture out, they look a lot more impressive and basically strong and healthy like a bear should. But with that theory of, well, less hunting results means less bear population, couldn't you counter that by saying, well, if you're allowing less land to be used as hunting ground, that's point A to point B of the hunt versus bear population is not really an effective way to count or assume or estimate the bear population?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the complaints. So I wanted to tell you that the complaints are tabulated by the same agency that promotes the hunt. So over the years, when I first moved up to bear country back in the early 2000s, I was told almost on a daily basis in the newspaper, on flyers, everywhere, call if you see a bear, call if you complain about bears. Nowadays, I couldn't get arrested to find one of those flyers or those numbers or anything of the sort. So the complaints are strictly generated by the same agency that promotes the hunt. The second thing is that the bear condition, it depends on the time of the year. There are times of the year where bears actually look a little bit thinner. It is a myth that they come out of their dens really starving. They come out of their dens kind of sleepy after that long winter's nap, and they ramble along looking for food. And in the early part of the spring, food is not as plentiful. But bears are 85% vegetarian, and the forests are loaded with all kinds of food for them, natural food. So, and the other thing is that the number of bears in the state is based, according to the Division of Fish and Wildlife, that's the agency that promotes the hunt, is a mortality study. They go out, the division goes out each year and tags a certain number of bears. We call that jelly bean science. And then the hunters will kill a certain number of bears. Then how many of those bears are tagged? It's like a little bit of a formula. I'm not going to go into the weeds, but it is not an accurate way to count the bear population. Nobody knows how many bears in New Jersey there are. And if there are fewer bears, bears can be subject to what you want, in quotes, air quotes, overhunting, which means that if they keep killing them, as they did from 1958 to 1969, they can actually wipe out the population because black bears are a very slow reproducer. They breed every other year, and their food and habitat determines how many cubs they're going to have. If it's a plentiful year in the forest or in your garbage can, then they can have more cubs. So we like to say that we have contraception in a can when you bear-proof your property.
Now, as far as the bear hunt is concerned, you basically have a triangle with the governor having limited control over it, Fish and Game Council, and the DEP. Now, hunting is one of the options that's part of the state's comprehensive black bear management program. There's a 5-year plan that Fish and Game developed, and the DEP approved. The plan calls for hunting as far as and non-lethal methods of management, tranquilizing, relocating Newsome bears, public education, a few other elements. That's set to expire at the end of this year. Since the governor, as he found out once he got into office versus his campaign promise, he could not eliminate the hunt, what is your hope for the governor to do once this 5-year plan stops and the DEP and Fish and Wildlife come up with their suggestions and their proposals?
Well, first of all, the Division of Fish and Wildlife is anything that is non-lethal in their comprehensive, so-called comprehensive plan is just talk. This has always been about promoting bear hunting since the hunt was stopped in 1970. The division is not going to do anything but hunting. Number two, it's a 7-year plan, Chris, not 5. So we still have a couple of more years after this year. Number three, the governor said that he, when he got into office, he learned that he couldn't control. Well, I don't want to say that the governor is being dishonest because I believe that he really does want to stop the hunt. However, he's been misinformed. He's getting bad advice from, you know, from his, I don't know, his chief counsel. I don't really think that this is really on his other staff's radar, frankly. I think they have other agenda points. The governor can stop the bear hunt on both state land and private land. How does the governor do that? He's saying that the 2005 lawsuit said that he can't do that. That's not true. The 2005 lawsuit said that once the DEP commissioner signs off on the hunt, then the DEP commissioner cannot change his or her mind. The governor has executive authority. He has got the most power as far as governors go in the entire country. If he doesn't want to do the executive order, there are several other ways that the governor can stop the hunt, through the DEP commissioner, and we've given him other options as well, which I really don't want to discuss on the air.
Sure.
Because it's getting into the weeds. Really getting into the weeds. But the governor, the bottom line is the governor does have the power. The DEP commissioner does have the power because it's a different commission, and it's a 7-year plan.
Just to get down to the bottom line, too, again, supposing something, the state makes a lot of money off of hunting license. Could it be a simple matter as that they're looking at as a loss of revenue if they lose the hunt?
That's a really good point, because for the first time in New Jersey's history, the number of resident hunters has dropped below 30,000. So there is, and every year it keeps dropping. So there is a plan that's called retention, recruitment, reactivation, it's the three R's, that where the Division of Fish and Wildlife wants to increase hunting and big game hunts. Bring a lot of people from other states to pay higher license fees. There's a lot of money in hunting, but there's more money in non-hunting, because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that keeps these statistics say that wildlife watchers are on the exponentially increasing, and the number of hunters keep decreasing. So if you really want to go where the trends are, support the people who want to watch the bears, take pictures of the bears, and want to just enjoy nature without destroying it.
She's the executive director of the Animal Protection League of New Jersey. Learn more about their work and their priorities at aplnj.org. Angie Mettler, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris. You have a good weekend.